Disgraceful. A complete travesty of justice. That's what President Trump has tweeted about yesterday's verdict in the trial of an undocumented Mexican immigrant who fatally shot a San Francisco woman. During the presidential campaign last year, Trump said that the case proved that the U.S. needs a border wall and that sanctuary cities are dangerous. But the man was acquitted of murder and manslaughter charges on Thursday. From member station KQED, Alex Emsley reports.
32-year-old Catherine Steinle was walking with her father on July 1, 2015, on a touristy pedestrian pier near San Francisco's Ferry Building. There was a loud bang, and she fell to the ground, fatally shot in the back. Police arrested the man who shot her within an hour, a homeless man from Mexico named Jose Ines Garcia Zarate. He had no record of violent crime, but had served a series of federal prison sentences for illegal reentry into the U.S. He'd been recently released in San Francisco, in spite of a request from federal immigration authorities to hand him over for deportation. San Francisco public defender Jeff Adachi's office represented Garcia Zarate.
There was a tremendous amount of misinformation that was spread about this case from day one. You had then candidate Trump espousing that, you know, this was an intentional shooting. A, quote, illegal immigrant took a gun and fired it directly at Kate Steinle.
The defense said Garcia Zarate found a discarded, stolen gun moments before it accidentally went off. The defense argued that the bullet ricocheted off the pavement, close to Garcia Zarate, and almost 80 feet from Steinle. And the jury apparently agreed. The gun was stolen from a Federal Lands Ranger's car 4 days before the shooting. The ranger wasn't disciplined and was actually promoted later that year. District Attorney spokesman Alex Bastian says the prosecution respects the jury's decision.
The verdict that came in today was not one we were hoping for, but I think it's unequivocal. Both sides gave it their all.
The jury convicted Garcia Zarate for being a felon in possession of a handgun. He could be sentenced to 3 or more years for that. But he's already spent 2.5 years in county jail, so he could also soon be released. A sentencing hearing is yet to be scheduled. Whenever Garcia Zarate's sentence is finished, it's unlikely he'll be released again in San Francisco. Immigration officials say they're working to take custody and deport him. Steinle's father told the San Francisco Chronicle that justice had been rendered but not served. For NPR News, I'm Alex Emsley in San Francisco.